From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and France stand united to deliver justice to terrorists after the recent Paris attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Speaking after talks with his French counterpart, François Hollande, at the White House, President Obama said IS cannot be tolerated, must be destroyed, and we must do it together.
Building on our recent intelligence agreement, the United States will continue to quickly share threat information with France. And in the wake of Paris and with the threats in Belgium, there's also a growing recognition among European nations that they need to ramp up additional efforts to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters.
President Hollande was at the White House Tuesday, a day after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged France new assistance for airstrikes against the Islamic State militants in Syria. An explosion hit a bus carrying members of Tunisia's presidential guard in the country's capital Tuesday, killing at least 11 people, according to the Interior Ministry. The blast occurred on a tree-lined avenue in the center of the capital of Tunis. The explosion came about 10 days after authorities increased the security level in the capital and deployed security forces in unusually high numbers. The Islamic State's Egyptian branch claimed responsibility for a bombing that killed 7 people in a hotel in the North Sinai capital, Al-Arish, on Tuesday, where judges overseeing a parliamentary election were staying. The statement by the Sinai Province group was circulated by its supporters on Twitter and the encrypted messaging system Telegram. A militant tried to drive a car bomb into the hotel before security forces opened fire on him, causing the car to explode, according to the military. VOA News. A teenager has died in Liberia from Ebola and the first such death since the country was officially declared free of the virus in September, according to officials Tuesday. The 15-year-old boy died on Monday, according to Dr. Francis Carte. He is the head of Liberia's National Ebola Crisis Unit. He added that the teenager's parents had also tested positive for the virus and were under observation in Monrovia. The official leading the investigation into the attack on a luxury hotel in Mali's capital is urging residents to keep an eye out for suspicious behavior and warns of heightened security threats. The prosecutor of the country Tuesday provided scarce new information about the investigation of Friday's assault that killed 19 people. The Turkish prime minister has strongly defended the shooting down of a Russian fighter jet. Ankara says the jet violated Turkish airspace while carrying out attacks against Syrian targets. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu robustly defended the downing by two of its fighter jets of a Russian bomber that Ankara claims was violating its airspace.
Sınırlarımızın güvenliği söz konusu olduğunda, ülkemizin bu ateş çemberi içinde...
He says the entire world should be aware and sure that we will do whatever necessary in order to ensure our country's peace and security within all this ring of fire, in order to maintain peace in Turkey. Davutoğlu went on to warn any country that carries out attacks against Syrian groups, including Kurds, Arabs or Turkmen, that Turkey's message would be clear. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Secretary of State John Kerry has condemned the recent wave of Palestinian attacks as he meets with the Israeli and Palestinian officials as he headed into talks with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday.
It is very clear to us that the terrorism, these acts of terrorism which have been taking place, deserve the condemnation that they are receiving. And today I express my complete condemnation for any act of terror that takes innocent lives and disrupts the day-to-day life of a nation.
Meanwhile, Netanyahu said there could be no peace when there was an onslaught of terror. The State Department says the two men discussed steps that could be taken to stop the violence and strengthen security cooperation. Egypt's Antiquities Ministry says archaeologists have found a giant fence at the site of an ancient capital city in the northern Nile Delta region. It dates back to 3,500 years. It says it's at least 500 meters long and 7 meters thick. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.